Okay, Pio. Now, the scene where Pio and Rob is in that club there in somewhere in Copenhagen at night. Real cool place. Lots of kids drinking beer, smoking pot. And Annie went with her sister down to meaning Pio's then girlfriend down to Amsterdam. So there Pio was sitting there at a table with whom he had thought was his best friend, but who had just recently seduced Annie right in front of his eyes. They sat there, the two of them. Eyeing a beautiful young girl dancing alone in front of the stage. Look at that girl, Rob said. I'm going crazy. She must be a ballet dancer. He looked at her. She was indeed beautiful. Like an apsara from heaven. Just dancing there alone. They drank their beer, not knowing what to do. Lusting for ladies, but a bit too tired to do anything. Rob liked what he called cafe tricks. And one of his favorite was two combatants sitting at a table staring at each other straight in the eyes. Hardly even blinking until one finally succumbed and gave up. Rob was a master at this. A strong-minded, dominant alpha male. But this time, he had smoked some hashish and Pio had just had a couple of beer. He knew he had an upper hand and he decided to take his revenge from what had expired a few months earlier. He stared into Rob's eyes. Not into his mind and soul, which was generally what made it uncomfortable after a while, but just at the white of the eye, that round little camera sitting there in the pathetic little skull of that pathetic little creep called Rob. Pio knew he could stare at that ball, eyeball, for the whole night. And he knew that him being numbed by alcohol while Rob was being was rather what do you call it? Sensitivized? I know I find the word by the cannabis. This was not a good set and setting for him. Finally, Rob looked down, admitting defeat. "I feel tired," he said. "This beer didn't hit the right spot today. I think I'm going home." He left and Pia sat there alone at the table watching the heavenly nymph dancing in front of the stage. He went up decided to get a final beer, but bought two. Then accidentally bumped into the girl in the crowd, gave her the beer and said, "This is for you." And he sat down at the table. A couple of drunk Danish guys already, beer bellies protruding and hair disheveled, were grunting and slurring meaningless drunk talk. But Pia was not drunk. He just sat there sipping on his beer. And suddenly the girl came up, sat down next to him with her bottle, caught his hand, and there they were. "Come, let's go," she said, and they walked hand in hand through the Copenhagen summer night, ending up in the storefront that Pio and Rob had borrowed. And of course Pio blew it. Sometimes a woman can be too beautiful, too sexy. Which poses a great sexual problem for the man who, as Pio did that night, will last merely a few seconds. Before emptying his vital seed into her. Uterus, which he did, not realizing until it was too late, what he had done. Annie had a spiral and he was used to not using a condom. But this time he even forgot to ask her. But now he was drunk, little tired. And they fell asleep, and he fell asleep, as guys usually do. Waking up, feeling as guys usually do in that situation, very stupid. She sat up, even more beautiful. Sitting naked in the morning sun, took up her bag, picked up a brochure, for a clinic, or doctor, about preventive pills. She looked at him and he realized she hadn't started taking them yet. She ripped the brochure into little pieces, stood up and walked out. Leaving wretched Pio alone in the bed. He got his revenge on Rob. And a good one too. He didn't get the last triumph of Rob coming back and finding that girl in his bed. He didn't deserve that. He felt bad. Rob came. He told him the story. Come on, you think I'm gonna believe that? Rob said, who himself was a pathological liar. Mythomania, whatever you call it. Pio pointed at the pieces of paper and the bed and said, never mind, who cares?